All right, we're recording.
Okay.
Bada.
Sweet. All right. So the work session is, there's not a whole lot on it. The one thing that was listed, we're going to add another one. If it's okay, discussion of modification of the incentive zoning map. First, we'll bring up the motion that we're going to be considering tonight, considering Interstate I-81. You know, to be honest with you, over the last year and a half, 2 years, well, this has been going on for some time, it really hasn't, the topic really hasn't been at the top of my radar. I-81 to me has always been that highway that you get on anytime you're going south of the city. 690 for me gets me into the city and any part I want to get to. But that is a very local and very short-sighted view of what's being considered on I-81, and I kind of realized that earlier in the summer, and even more so when Bob brought it up a few meetings ago when we attended a meeting sponsored by Senator DeFrancisco. You know, if you take a longer look, especially from where we sit as residents of Baldwinsville and even greater Baldwinsville, I mean, obviously the city of Syracuse is the heart of Onondaga County. You know, it's important. You can't understate it as far as what that city brings to the community as far as athletic events from Syracuse University, businesses. There's a lot. I mean, just there's so much going on in the city that we definitely need to be involved and take an active role in voicing our opinions on Route 81. It was good to see at the last meeting so many elected officials attend, not only just Onondaga County elected officials, but officials north and south of the city of Syracuse, east and west, actually. East and west.
Every direction.
I mean, so I hope you had an opportunity to take a look at it and consider what we're going to be talking about tonight. You know, I would agree with the senator that, you know, if we were going to consider a grid system, which is trying to utilize the streets that are within the city of Syracuse to distribute traffic through the city, that the only way that can be accomplished is either with the current elevated system or with some sort of submerged highway, whether it be a trench or a tunnel. You know, I can't believe with all the infrastructure that's being worked on downstate that a decision of $1 billion, especially when the federal government is picking up 75 or 80% of the tab, 80% of the tab, should really restrict what our options are. And so I don't know. I'm in favor of a tunnel or a trench for sure. As it relates to, I think we're underestimating the importance of Route 81 flowing through the middle of the city of Syracuse. The city of Syracuse is the city that it is because it's always been the center of commerce, whether it was because the Erie Canal came through the city or because railroads flowed right through the heart of the city or because 81 ran right through the heart of the city. And I think in the 70s, look at communities that were bypassed by major interstates. You know, they starved. And you know, I just want to make sure that every option is on the table, and the tunnel slash trench option is not on the table unless it's in the environmental consideration. And it, right now, it's not. So, those are my comments. Bob, do you want to join in on that?
Well, I think I can't speak for the other three gentlemen at the table here. And you're a gentleman too, but you don't have a vote. But I think we all feel the same way. So I would like to reserve my comments for the public portion of the meeting at 7 p.m. because I echo everything you said, Joe. And I think we have an opportunity here tonight to tell our residents why this is such a, because I think it's been under the radar, as you just said, and I'm glad, Casey, you're here, that we can get this word out to our members of our community, because it's it, this is a this is this happens once and we're done.
Once in 70, 80 years, anyways.
Okay, good. So I'm going to reserve my comments for,
okay,
for 7 o'clock.
And I may sound like a broken record because I'll say some of those for sure.
You should,
for sure.
The other thing that's on the table, and Al, did you have an opportunity to print out the modified map that we're going to be considering?
Is it still in the, is the large format plot that's still in the conference room for another day?
Oh, it's in, I'm sorry. I think they're in my office. I'll double check that.
You want me to grab it and put it
in
the meeting?
Yeah. Where would I put them? Yeah, right next to my bookcase.
Okay.
There's a rubber band.
Okay.
With the wraps. Okay, so... you know, as a group, we were able to get a consensus as far as the incentive zone west of 690. That was a goal of ours. We had to do that as a group before we could propose any type of change. Now that there is a consensus of the board, what we're going to do is the next step is actually to refer this to Onondaga County Planning for their review. We may refer it to our planning board for review, but there's a process.
We'll have to, it's because it involves a zone, technically a zone change of more than 25 acres, it's a type 1 environmental, so we've got to go through that whole process.
The seeker process.
Seeker,
yep.
Process, which obviously means the planning board, you know, city county, and so forth. It seems kind of crazy because all we're doing is changing the boundary, but it is what it is. If somebody wanted to challenge us and we didn't do the seeker, we'd be vulnerable. So,
but I just want to make sure I understand clearly the protocol steps that need to be taken. Do we do is the first job for this town board to do a vote on a resolution to do something, or are we just informally?
No.
Well, one of the things we need to do is get a new map. I don't know if that map shows the new. Does that show the new boundaries, Al?
It does, but it's, I believe, because you have to send the, my understanding of it is when you do the coordinated review, you have to send the new zoning map that's being proposed. So this shows the changes, but you have to actually send
the whole
what the local law will be based on, which is the revised zoning map.
Can you do me a favor, Al?
Yep.
So we have two maps, but that map is difficult for a resident to determine how the, if we got two maps up there, let's utilize them like this. Let's take a green marker and outline the perimeter of the current, of the existing.
Can we put them side by side?
Yeah,
I might be able to.
Okay.
We got this one already up here.
We need to go on there. SACPA can do that in 5 minutes. Because they've already got it all in the system, so they just got to change the boundaries. And that's, so we got to get the map done first. Then we declare ourselves a lead agency. Send out a notice to everybody for 30 days. Get all that back in, set a public hearing,
and go for looking at a whiteboard.
So you're talking maybe 60 days.
The smart board.
That's right.
We should adapt the resolution tonight to ask for the software.
Okay, so then, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, so that should be added to the...
So if we can outline that, we don't need to outline that because
that's existing.
But why don't we get a red marker and outline what we're proposing, or as far as the new?
No, it's just these two pieces.
It's just
those
two pieces, Joe. That's the only two that are going to be left.
All right, but let's
show what's being taken out.
I want to show the perimeter compared to that. Even if it's just the northern perimeter, grab a red marker and go around.
But there's nothing contiguous between those two pieces. They're two separate blocks, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's just, you can outline them in red if you want, but they're just two separate.
No, blocks. I just want the northern border of what's being proposed. And you could block out the southeast corner too.
Joe, what I was saying to when you were up there, so we need to do a resolution tonight asking SACPA to
referring Okay. Put that as item F. So, do you guys want to talk about that? Do you want to, in work session, are there any comments you want to make as far as what we're proposing as far as modifications?
I mean, I don't have anything else to say.
I'm all good with it.
I mean, I'm good with it. And so, I mean, I'll say something when we do the resolution, like we all have a chance to make a comment. I think it's important to do so, so I'm prepared to speak.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can you see that orange joke?
No. Not really.
No, there wasn't a red one in there.
Budget cuts. God. Red.
That would be a colored pencil around someplace.
That's all right. And you might as well cut out the southeastern corner as well.
The engineer had a secretary. She could have.
So below.
You want me to highlight this?
Yep. So, and then the north. Yeah. I thought it'd be a little brighter. But other than that, we've got two executive sessions that we could call rather than save them to the end, which I normally try to do for time's sake. We could, since we have so much time left in our in our work session, we can go into executive session. Let me just make sure we got. I'm not anticipating action on either one of the executive session items, and we'll probably be out well before the time expires on our work session.
Great. So before we do that, can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
I was not at the last meeting. I had a root canal, and it's prevented me from coming. I think that it's great that we're signing the lease with the village. I think that that's something that we should have done a long time ago. But I was just thinking, and is it normal for us to sign something that's 40 years or 25 years?
That's
not something I'm familiar with.
That's typical. I think what was previous were 30 years.
Okay.
What was odd before is I believe that the previous legal agreements were not leases. They were intermunicipal cooperative agreements. And according to state law, intermunicipal cooperative agreements should only last about 5 years. So what this is a document that allows us to go to look ahead that far. But it also, it's not, you know, it offers the town flexibility as far as how long it wants to be in that lease. Mm-hmm. There are certain outs. So we're not bound by that. And just 40 years is, if we can put this issue to bed for 40 years and not have to burden, you know, unless there's a significant change that would trigger a renegotiation in the lease, 40 years just seemed appropriate.
No, I appreciate that. I wasn't sure, so when I was looking at it, I wasn't sure what the...
That's what ACWA does under municipal leases, 40 years.
Especially when you're talking about infrastructure and improvements that might require 30-year bonds, mm-hmm. If something major happens, it allows for some
long-term planning.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Just one bookkeeping thing before we do a motion. Is someone going to register us for the conference?
Yes, Nancy's going to register.
Okay, and we, as all five
and
of us,
Pete's putting his card up again.
Thanks, Pete. Oh, really? Are all five of us going?
Well, I'm in.
Pete? I'm in.
I'm planning on it. That's the second week in January, is that correct?
No.
February.
I'll be there.
Roman,
so it's the school break, the first President's Day, whatever it is.
Okay.
Right, so I don't have to worry about Reddit. You've got to take care of that.
No. You look at this at all?
I have not.
Okay. All right, so right now there's five of us. And so by next week, we're still in the early bird special time period. So I was just waiting for some feedback. I knew the four of you were in. I was kind of waiting on Roman. And
yeah,
now that we know.
I can get off from work. So.
Okay.
Can you explain Whispering Oaks and Malaya Park?
Yeah. All right, so Whispering Oaks, we bonded to last year to get those that development across the street from Whispering Oaks. What's it called? Crane's Watch?
River Mist.
Incorporated into that sewer district. We're going to run sewers down there.
Okay.
When are you anticipating having that done, Al?
We're essentially ready to bid. We just got a time extension from the DEC. So that was kind of my hold up on bidding it. That just came in. We got a year and a half time extension. We will, that needed to be in place before the project manager for the DEC grant standpoint would sign off on authorizing us to bid the contract documents.
All right, so they were delayed in reviewing it, or?
Yeah, they were delayed in the time extension. It takes like 4 months to get a time extension out of them. And the local managers didn't want to release, give us the ability or the sign off on us bidding the project until the time extension was in place. So that way, if we awarded the project, we wouldn't be left holding the bag when a contractor asked for payment if the time extension was delayed.
All right, and so, you know, 3 out of 5 board members were not present when that decision was made to incorporate that area. Do you want to give the board?
Sure. We've got a pressure sewer system going in on Goodfellow Lane and it's River Mist. Blue Heron Circle, or not Blue Heron Circle, Cleveland Street, across from Ashington. Is that River Mist is the name of the development. It's a
there's a name to it.
There's two streets that are affected, essentially.
Blue Ridge Circle.
There we go. Which is the only street in the Whisper, the River Mist developments. So we're essentially now we just got the extension from the DEC. I'm assuming Joe got the hard copy. Last week.
It's right here.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on a motion from the board to accept before I sign. That's the motion.
So this motion is just to extend.
Yeah, to extend the grant period.
No, but I guess Al, really what I was looking for is some of the history, like why were those residents, why did we create the district, why are those residents that have septic systems?
So these are houses right along the river that were adjacent to the Whispering Oaks force main. They are, the DEC is essentially paying for 85% of the project cost. The way the ban, so we had to get survey data to design the project. We got the survey data to design the project, and now it's, the ban for the project was taken out for the entire match. With the intention of if all the match wasn't used, that would be repaid on the ban before long-term financing went into effect. So the ban, you pay an interest payment on the total match of the project, which was a $370,000 project. So you're paying the interest on that $370,000 right now until it's bid.
Okay.
So currently all those homes are on septic systems?
Correct.
And we're tying them into the sewer system.
Correct. There was, I think there was 19 homes, and of the 19 homes, there were, when we did the public interest survey, there was 11 out of the 19 homes supported the sewer district extension when the town board formed.
Okay, that's really what I was looking for. I wanted to know what the support or the concern was in that area, so obviously it was
So why is it happening now and it didn't happen when all the other stuff was, when all the other parts?
It was just there was extra money left in the grant because we got favorable contract costs on West Genesee Street 1 and Whispering Oaks were done. So there's a remainder balance in the grant.
So the only reason we're tying them in is we have the money.
But yeah, essentially they're getting 85% of the cost paid for by the water quality improvement grant that was.
And it was majority support.
Oh, yeah.
Project.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a remnant of the grant's funds from that project.
Gotcha.
The reason why I ask is there's one resident that district charge showed up on their tax bill this year, and he called and he was not very happy. But I didn't have a history as far as what was involved in bringing them in.
The exact numbers on that result of that public interest survey, but as I recall, it's 11 out of 19.
Okay.
And the extension is through October 30th, 2018. When do you hope to have the project complete? Do we know?
I would love to. If we bid this now, they should be able to start drilling March, April. This should be this isn't a huge project from a footage standpoint. I mean, this should be realistically no longer than a month to a month and a half.
So at the latest May 2017?
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay. It may or June, something like that. Okay. I mean, it really depends on the contractor's schedule and, you know, obviously we'll put contingencies in the contract, but everything's going to be buttoned up by, we'll say, the end of August so that we got all our submissions
and then when this is done we're out of money and there's no more
correct
we can okay
and hopefully you know we get favorable bidding on this and we don't have to finance all $370,000 of the match. I mean, it really comes down to if we give a few thousand bucks away we get $1,000 back. You know, we don't have any way to use it.
Good.
Okay.
And Molly right. Park.
And Malaya Park.
So this one, there was a preliminary, there's a preliminary plat that was approved and a final plat that was approved for the first phase, or the Malaya Park Section 8-2. There's supposed to be another stormwater pond constructed at the corner of the development. When the final plat was filed and they reconfigured the final plat and put the stormwater pond further to the south. Unfortunately, both of those, there's three lots that are affected by the easement where the original stormwater pond that was going to be that we can release at this point in time because the stormwater pond was never constructed in that location. So basically there's three lots there that are encumbered by a relatively large easement that they're essentially, you know, they would like to not have that encumbrance on their property.
We're just releasing that?
We're just releasing that, yeah, unneeded easement.
Why was it needed before?
They were, like I said, they relocated a stormwater pond. There was going to be a stormwater pond constructed as part of section.
Is it a large? So, and you're fine that one pond can take care of the.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been in place and functioning very well, actually, for the past. I mean, that development was done in the early 90s.
Okay.
So
this is a lot.
20 years. This is just kind of, this is a lot. The only reason it's actually being brought up now is there was a remnant flag lot that was built out on, or a remnant lot that was built out on, and the homeowner kept money in escrow that wasn't paid to the contractor until this easement was released. So, and that house was built 4 years ago, and the contractor finally got his attorney around to drawing up the legal documents to release the easement so that the board can pass a resolution authorizing Joe to sign it, and then he can file that with the county clerk's office and
just clean up his deed.
Basically, yeah, clean up his deed and the building to get the money out of.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Al.
Any other questions? Can I get a motion to move into executive session?
I'll move that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. We're in executive session. We should be out shortly. Okay.